You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This time on the God Pod.
Like you were saying, there's a lot of shame, 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 shame. You know, You grew up wrong. Why are you like this? Why are you in LA? You know, everything's wrong. Why do you eat greens? Why do you eat vegetables? Like, how many people live in heaven, if you had to guess? Like,
Jesus.
Billions.
I love that when a man is going to give you a specific answer, he goes.
That's a delay tactic. And I felt this way for a long time. That's why when we have a show, it's going to be straight up Office style.
No apologies.
No.
The second person who created a sitcom, were they there like, ugh, you're also doing a situational comedy?
Yeah, come on. Another family?
Hi everyone, God here. You're listening to the God Pod. I'm here today with my pals, Jesus and Mary Mags. What's up, gang?
Hi.
Hey everyone.
And joining us today on the God Pod is brilliantly talented comedian, Otzko Kotzka. Hi, Otzko.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Big fan of all three of you.
Oh, we are so honored.
Yeah, welcome.
I saw your performance on James Corden, like the Late Late Show.
Yeah.
Crushed it.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I was a little nervous to come on here because I'm like talking to the creator. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, yeah, you don't know what you're going to get. I mean, there's no one that isn't nervous, honestly, to talk to the Lord thy God.
I was, so. Yeah. And also I was kind of taught to like fear all of you, honestly, you know.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
And
kind
we're
of.
Sorry about that. We're
well,
sorry
you
about
still
that.
Should.
Mary, no.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Love you.
That's
oh
why
God,
we're
God,
out
God.
Here just trying
God
to,
is love.
Trying
Ooh,
to
God.
You know, correct the record,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
let people know that I'm not like some right-wing bigot.
Right.
And I'm just way more chill than you thought, you know.
Yeah, super chill. Smokes weed. He's the guy.
Yeah, I'm realizing that y'all are like so relatable, like down to earth, even like
right
down to earth.
Down to earth. That's...
Don't go yeah. any further than that.
We were there. It's not great.
Jesus was down to earth once.
I was.
And you know, sometimes like people are like Jesus went too soon, and I feel like. For back in the day, like 33 is pretty old. Like he,
oh
no,
yeah,
he did. He lived.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's living. Right. That's natural causes.
Back then, yeah, I had seen enough too. It was time to head back up to the palace.
Right, right. And if you make it to 33, humans, good for you. That's the age you get to say lived longer than Jesus.
Yep.
In fact, or should you celebrate that at 34, Jesus? Like, you get to 34, and on your 34th birthday, you're like,
yeah.
It's a big celebration.
Yeah.
Well, you know, guys, I'm really into astrology, and your 33rd year is usually when your Saturn return is wrapping up. And that's like a big time of like change and transformation and all of this stuff. So it makes totally sense that like, you know, during your Jesus year, you're going to do like amazing stuff. So
wait a minute, Mary, this isn't you. You're doing a bit.
Yeah, no.
I believed it. Dang.
It's true. Well, no, it's true. People do celebrate their Jesus years and their Jordan years. And now I think their Kobe year too. I'm not sure.
Oh.
But
oh.
The Jesus year and the Jordan year is a thing.
It's the Jordan year, wow. You're like 21st.
23rd? Wasn't he 23rd?
Oh, yeah, 23rd.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, dang. Well, you know.
Another, confusing me. I thought you knew everything. That's
I know.
One thing.
Another mistake.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, it was like 27, right? 27 big changes, you know. Well, a lot of big people died at 27, too. Remember that?
Right.
Remember that time?
Kurt Cobain. Mm-hmm,
Janis mm-hmm. Joplin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So everyone was like, I'm so scared. Like, I'm 27. What if I'm like, you don't have the talents like that. Maybe you don't have to worry. You know?
Exactly. If you make it past 27, just go easy on yourself. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you're not Jimi Hendrix. No. We're talking Jimi Hendrix, okay? We're talking Kurt Cobain.
Right, we're talking like icon.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're my neighbor's son who still lives with them. You know, you're fine. And makes candles.
You're not the voice of a generation, okay? You lived past 27.
I know that's
Let's see if you make it to 34.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Then, you know, then move out, maybe. I don't know. I'm being mean. I'm feuding with my neighbor right now. That's why. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And with you should tell us all about it.
Well, so our neighbor, they're rich, okay? They're rich without naming names, but they live in like this house that is like a famous architecture built it or something. And so literally tourists come by on buses to come see the house, take pictures of it and everything. So even, you know,
can I ask what city this is in?
Yeah, this is LA.
What's your home base? LA?
Yeah, so all I'm right. in LA. Oh,
okay. Is it the murder house?
No, but I'm on the street of one of them, the Mansons.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have your geolocation pulled up. I'm looking at your house right now.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think of that architecture house? Is it like that impressive?
Zoom in and enhance and enhance and enhance.
Oh, we can see you now.
Yep. Oh, it's like we're on Zoom.
How about that chair with all the clothes on it? Are you going to...
No, I'm not cleaning it. Sorry, Mary. I just know myself by now.
How about Asuka's style? Don't you love her style, Mary?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. The bowl haircut, like, you know, it's coming.
That
I love
coat
it.
Coat right now, it's like, what do you
it's
call
bad
that?
It's bad
like bitchery. A sheep skin coat.
Thank you so much.
God doesn't know fashion.
I don't know much. I'm just like an idiot, but Mary does, so I defer to your judgment. Oh, she's also the expert on bad bitchery.
Ooh. Yeah, so it's like a whole thing. It's like patron saint of bad bitches because, like, you know, somebody lied.
God, I gave you that.
Somebody lied, and he said that, you know, we slept together, and we didn't, and it's fine. It was a whole thing. Yeah, it's a whole thing. So now it's like I'm just here to empower bad bitches to be themselves and to, you know, just walk in everything and who they are, you know.
I love that.
I love people with personal style. Mm. I love people who are like, you know, just bad bitches who have made like really good impacts on life and things. And
we really need
stuff.
To learn some of that, Jesus. Like, you know? we just wear our robes every day, and it's like it's kind of creepy at this point.
I was gonna ask. I didn't want to make it sultry, but I was gonna ask what y'all were wearing right now.
Jesus wears Crocs.
Okay,
I do not wear Crocs. Oh my God.
He does. He wears Birkenstocks, which is why they call them the Jesus Walker 12s. That's what they are.
Getting crucified again on this show. I am better than Crocs.
Oh my God. So dramatic. So dramatic.
Crocs can be fashion. They started printing like flowers and stuff on it too. So it's not just a solid color.
Okay. I disagree.
So you've been making some waves on the internet, right? Like you have some twerking videos that have gone viral. Is that right?
Some booties, there's one called the drop challenge where it's just me squatting that is now international. Like it's through people making remake. Yeah. So it's just, I just squat to the beat of, Partition. By
and where
Beyonce.
Are these going viral? Is this like a TikTok thing?
Yeah. Or? So TikTok and Instagram, but really through TikTok, and I'm learning so many, like, so people make the remakes of it, you know, and it's so beautiful to watch. I'm learning new trades for the first time. One person was like a rock splitter. That's like his job. He splits rocks.
Okay.
One was like a reefer. And I said, what's that? And I think he just cleans coral reefs or something like that.
Oh, I thought that was like he smokes joints.
It could be. Honestly, some of these are probably hobbies, and I'm just projecting that it's a job.
How many billions of views have these videos gotten?
Well, collectively, probably billions, but my video has just 3.6 million.
And that's amazing.
Yeah, just, you know, light flex, no big deal.
I actually had no idea. I just know you from Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Twitter is only a part of me. Twitter is just a tiny part of me, you know. I'm better in person.
Oh,
we can tell. I can tell at least because I'm smart.
125,000 followers on TikTok.
Dang. I just started two weeks ago.
What?
Well, I did. You know how we're all resisting getting on TikTok. I don't know about
yes.
you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I'm a terrible dancer.
I was like, oh, it's for children.
and I'm like super old. I'm the oldest.
Yeah. And it's like, do they like, you know, aren't they all about like, if you're not 17, you're dead. Get out, you know?
Right.
And so I was hesitant. But then, you know, people just were like, Atsuko, you do good on there. You do good on there. I was like, will they understand my jokes? And so, yeah. So, you know, it's been a couple weeks and they were right. Okay.
Wow. It's been a couple
weeks. That's one
weeks.
Way to put it.
I can't be reduced down to just words, I guess, on Twitter.
I mean, the physicality, the, like, you're so funny, right? Like, with your physical comedy. You agree?
Yeah. I grew up watching physical comedy. So it makes sense. You know, it's like the comedy that's universal. You don't have to understand the language.
Don't need to know. Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's what's great about TikTok.
Do you know why free trials renew without your consent? It's a business scam out to get you. Don't let greedy corporations pocket your money. Download Truebill to take control of your subscriptions. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts, and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions, so you don't have to. I love Truebill. They've saved me over $200. I use Truebill, and you should too. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/GodPod. Go right now. Truebill.com/GodPod. It could save you thousands a year.
So, who were some of your comedy heroes growing up?
Comedy heroes. So, I was watching like Lucille Ball, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to. Yeah. Or there's a Japanese comedian named Shimura Ken. He was also very slapstick.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I discovered stand up, it was a different ball game. But even watching like Robin Williams, right? He's very physical. And then Margaret Cho, I was like, okay, you can just do it in the face too, since it's just words. And so, yeah, those are kind of my comedy idols. I like movement with smart words, and sometimes Twitter doesn't allow for that. You know, Twitter's like copyright music.
Oh no, it's very limiting.
You can't put your dance videos on here. Yeah. We'll sue you.
You must post in a formula.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Otherwise people won't understand.
Which you're really good at, God.
Posting in formulas?
No, I mean, in just words.
I don't even do it. I let other people do it now. I'm like, Twitter was bad for me. So I outsourced that to other angels.
Oh, that's so smart. Oh my God. You're an entrepreneur too? You're like.
Yeah, no, that, guys, it's smart, but it took me like 10 years to figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. Good
for to you, be like, though. Okay, outsource work. That is that's how you run a business.
And Twitter's I'm toxic, like, you know, so.
This is why I've been so bad at running the universe. Mm. I just think I have to do everything myself. Anyway.
No, I know.
You can see it coming out in your stand-up. You know, the mastery of the physical and the words and the mental. It's wonderful because for me, as a fan of stand-up, it takes all of those elements.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally. So, and even if it's like physicality-wise, even if you're deadpan and you're just standing there, that's a choice too. That's also movement, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
That's true. There's some people, that's like their thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel, there's just like so many people that do that. They just stand there.
They just stand there during
stand-up. I'm a fan. I'm fangirling. Can you tell?
Look, no, I was telling my husband. I was like, babe, you gotta. It's God. Like I'm talking to God, and like I think Jesus is there. Mary. Now you have to tell me because I'm not that good. Like I don't have a great memory of the Bible, but Mary is the she washed your feet. Jesus, is that right?
I wouldn't be caught dead.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be caught dead doing any sort of that stuff at all.
That's what it says in the Bible.
His mom coddled him, and like, that's why we have the guy that we have in front of us today. And so I tried to like hold him accountable and be like, oh, you could be better than you are, and like different things like that. And so he knew that I had excellent managerial skills. And mm-hmm. so when he went up to heaven after his work here was done, or so he said, mm-hmm. He left the whole church to me and his mom to run. But the men took over. And so that's how we have the world as it looks today.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Took over.
You know, it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
And that's why I wear Crocs.
Right. Because, yeah, you don't, the whole washing of your feet, that was a myth. You do keep your feet covered at least a little bit with Crocs.
Yeah.
He wears the covered Birkenstocks like a German tourist.
This is the first time that anyone's really asked about your feet this much, Jesus.
I know. I would.
My feet are big these days.
I'm not a foot guy, so I'm not very comfortable with this conversation.
Understood. I'm a feet girl. I like to get myself a pedicure. Last time I went, they used an actual cheese grater. I was shocked.
What? No, you're kidding.
No, I swear to God.
Gross.
I swear to God, because there's...
You swear to me. Okay.
No, because they, you know, it, and it works. So like, why? They don't go on grate cheese after using it at the salon. That would be wild. That's a different flavor.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah, no.
Try that at home.
It's very effective. You've seen it with cheese. Why wouldn't it work with callus? They're smart. They just
the same. Yeah.
They just went to the, you know, Home Goods or wherever kitchenware Target, and they said, you know, I'll get a cheese grater for my cheese.
Is this something they do with every customer, or is it more of a you thing?
I thought so, but then I looked around. Yeah, I was the only one with a cheese grater. So I
and
said,
everybody
why?
Was like, what? Are you, what is happening over there?
Yeah, I said, because I was reading something, and then I looked up, and I was like, wait, I have that in my kitchen. I said, I have that too. And they started laughing. And I looked around. Everyone else had like a regular foot stone thing, you know?
File. Did they pull out any other tools or hardware?
I'm like, no, what if I was like a cutting board? Can you believe it?
Chainsaw.
No, they just said that like they know me pretty well. So they didn't think I would care, like make a fuss about it. And it's true. You know, I've been there. I'm a regular, you know, I'm not going to make a fuss.
I mean, is there anything that feels better in this world? Do you also get the manicure or just the pedicure?
Oh, yeah. I do it all. God, this is my only self-care thing. I just paint the...
Oh, I need to do that so bad. Jesus, we should go.
Yeah.
But Jesus gets, like, sensitive about his hand holes.
I do. You.
So you're sensitive about your hands and feet? I'm so... You know, I understand.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm down for, like, a pedicure or something. But I just... I don't like when people, like, send pics, you know, when people ask for photos of my feet. That's when I'm like, okay... I'm not in the feet as a fetish. That's what I mean.
Jesus is very basic.
Uh-huh. You know? What do you like? Like a kiss to the lips, that kind of thing?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. We're just getting to know each other.
Like, yeah. And I'm gay. I'm gay. That's the highlight. Jesus is gay. Breaking news.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, he doesn't make out with dogs. I know that much.
Sure. Yeah. That's good. It's. Yeah.
I don't know why he's announcing it. Like, it's kind of.
You told a story in your stand up. Now, all stories in stand up are true, right, Otko?
Always 100%. Anyone who doubts it, go to purgatory, you know? No, but I did this. This did happen. I did make out with a dog. Well, I mean, you know, it's just a dog licking.
Who hasn't? I mean, it's one of the most joyous things you can do.
Black people. Black people have not. Black people do not. It's a whole thing. Okay.
Yeah. It's a cultural thing. But sometimes a dog just starts licking you and you're like, I'm glad this is happening.
Yeah, my mouth was open because I was talking. And so it's just, that's how it happens, you know, boom, contact. And I let it give me a few more. And
and then the owner was horrified.
Yeah, like I fucking loved it. Like I was like turned on. Like,
yeah, it's not like you were into it. It was just an accident.
Yeah, I was giggling because it's funny. But right. She probably read it like, oh no, she's gonna fuck my dog.
The stranger is trying to fuck my dog.
I'm not gonna fuck your dog. I'm at a park. Dog park. Yeah. That's weird. You know what I'm saying? Like,
It is. So what did you tell this person freaking out on you? What do you say in that situation?
Yes, that's right. So I said, don't worry, I'm married. And
she didn't like that.
And
right?
She hated that because that insinuated that I was think there was going to be romance. You know what I'm saying? I've thought about this. I was like, why does she hate that? And I was like, oh,
because when you make jokes in life in inappropriate situations, that may in fact call for a little bit of levity.
Yeah.
People tend to not like that.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
Not everyone is as humorously inclined.
Right. I think she wanted me to stop it. And so, yeah, it's about me being like, dude, chill. It's not because I was insinuating, look, I'm taken. Okay. So
it's not like you had your finger up. Exactly.
Right.
So, and it's not like you asked to be here. Right?
Anyway, yes. And that's the whole set. That's the whole point. Is we didn't ask to be here anyway.
I loved it.
None of us had a choice, you know. And so why not? Like, no shame. I'm big about no shame for everyone. I don't want anyone feeling we're all trying so hard, you know. It's kind of like an empathetic way of looking at life.
Religion is big into like
shame. Yeah. I know. Right. I cannot imagine. So my father-in-law is a televangelist. So
thank you. I was about to ask, like, what's your relationship or history?
Yeah, you might know him.
The religion. I'm seeing the notes come out in your work.
Yeah, you might know him.
Now what's his name?
Don Gray. He works for Jimmy Swaggart at the megachurch in Louisiana.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's on TV. If you haven't seen him from where you sit in heaven, you might have at least seen him on that channel.
Wow.
Which is every day, on every day.
I mean, you make total sense now.
I make total sense now why I'm
here. Yeah, we figured your whole deal.
You've got a debt, you're a PK, it's a whole thing.
Well, it's now. my father-in-law. It's
okay.
New. It's new. You're like, oh,
it's new? Oh, okay. How new is it?
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. It's like, I feel like Mary forgave me for making out with a dog. Now she's like, oh, you just married into it? Okay, no, you're still gross.
Oh, no. Because I was going to say, because all of the PKs I've had a chance to know, Jesus being the original one, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Have all been very different, mm-hmm. like, very out there, sometimes rebellious, but not so much. Mm-hmm. So if you were a PK and you became a comedian, I would have been like, oh, that makes total sense. I get you now.
Like me, I'm a PK.
You're a PK. Wait, so it's just like three generations of...
So now I have to actually, what I'm saying is I have to be not lazy and ask you questions as opposed to assuming who I thought you were before.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. I love that. I love conversations.
Mm-hmm. It's so fun.
I love how that works. Yeah. No, I married into it. So it's new
to
me.
Oh, you married into it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this is your husband's fault.
Yeah, it's his fault. Yeah. I mean, he's no offense, but full on atheist. Yeah, because, he just grew up with it and it was intense. Like you were saying, there's a lot of shame. You know, you grew up wrong. Why are you like this? Why are you in L.A.? You know, everything's wrong. Why you eat greens? Why do you eat vegetables? Everything's wrong.
You're right. You're right. And in America, everything you do makes you gay, apparently.
Yeah. Why you smoke weed?
Yeah, you're eating a banana weird.
Yeah.
That makes you gay now.
Yeah. Like, weed, you that turns you gay. You know, like, that's what happened to Che Diaz.
Do you like weed, Osco? Do you like weed? Because I like weed.
Yeah. Oh, my husband smokes weed. I like weed, but I don't smoke it because I always fall right asleep and I feel like I wasted money, like someone's money.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate wasting someone else's money.
Mm-hmm. And how about... the whole atheism thing, are you with him on that, or you know, you're still holding the little candle for me and Jesus?
Yeah, no, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm zooming with them. I said, I can't.
Yeah,
this is proof.
yeah like atheists are always like, I would be an atheist unless presented with irrefutable proof.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Where's your husband? Get him in here.
Yeah. Ryan. I'm going to text him to come down right now because he didn't see the images of you guys that I'm seeing right now. You know, I didn't know Jesus was an ally, like with the rainbow. Right. Well, you said you're gay. So,
God got that for me as a Christmas gift. Wasn't that nice?
It's part of the community.
I was saying that you're an atheist, but I am, yes. Now I'm seeing them like on Zoom, like in person. And does it change your mind at all?
Oh, just seeing God in front of me change my mind about my beliefs that are based solely on what I want
and
to be
Mary,
true?
And Mary Magdalene. Mary's here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mary's here?
Yeah.
Hey.
And Jesus. How's we're just going? Like, you know, you've been presented with irrefutable proof. Uh-huh. So you're going to change your mind now, right? It is.
I mean, it, you know, it's would be kind of a like, an odd thing not to anchor into my beliefs even further. In 2021,
2022,
upon evidence, true. 2022, it just seems like the thing to do this year would be to like really believe myself regardless of what I see.
Wow. Right. Yeah.
That's deep.
Because look at the picture of God. It's even got the stars behind him. Like,
yeah, you can't make that up.
Yeah.
It's like a galaxy behind him. And check out Jesus. Jesus.
Just whatever you do, don't look too deep into God's eyes.
Yeah,
That is haunting.
He's got real dreamy eyes.
In general, don't look me in the eyes. I don't like that.
Yeah.
They don't. No, don't. Exactly. Because they don't. They're not blinking. They don't blink.
It's just a fame thing.
Yeah.
How the angels in the Bible are kind of described as like many winged beasts with lots of eyes.
We just talked about this.
Exactly.
Yes.
That one, it makes me think when they're like, do not be afraid, look at me. And you're like, which way? Which eyes?
It's like a freaking monster.
Oh,
yes.
I feel that way every time I go on that Indiana Jones ride at Disneyland. And they're like, don't look into my eyes. And then you always end up doing it and you go down the wrong track. Yeah.
It's crazy how the same Jesus thing happens with the rainbow.
Hi, Jesus. Yeah, Jesus is great. We love that.
So you two.
An inclusive Jesus.
You tour together, right? You're touring this year, right?
Yeah. I get to carry her bags into the hotel and stuff.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's good times. Good times.
Yeah.
He's kind of my tour manager. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're touring North America this year?
We're moving into the South next in April. We're going to be doing all of Texas, you know, Dallas, Austin, Houston, Atlanta. We're going to get out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Denver, and just like at the end of this month. I just found out from your booking agent, it's now sold out. So Denver's sold out.
Nice.
So
look at that.
We were going to go to Louisiana where his dad is. And maybe stay a couple of days. I just told them about your dad. You know, well, they knew probably.
Oh, they already, yeah.
Televangelist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least, yeah. He's a preacher, so Mary Magdalene at the very least knows.
Yeah. For sure.
Wow. So he's like into the televangelism and you're an atheist.
I mean, it seems like the natural order of things.
These things related.
Yeah.
We've really been enjoying the show Righteous Gemstones, right, Jesus?
Oh, hell yeah. Great show.
Have you seen that yet?
Yeah, we saw parts of the first season. And then we were like, okay, it's like a documentary, you know? We were like, okay. Let's
a little too close to
it is.
I mean, I know you already know all God, but it's surprisingly similar.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's
the crossover
it's a little too on the nose.
Yeah.
You're like that son that left home for Hollywood.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. My Jimmy Swaggart. If you've ever heard of him, my dad works at Jimmy Swaggart, and for whatever reason, my dad told me this the other day. He said, "Jimmy, he never asked about my other children, but he always like, how's that son of yours in California?" and my dad said, "Why do you think that is?" I said, "I think it's because we're both in the entertainment business."
Yeah.
Spice.
What, you and Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm just saying this. I think there's an allure there. I think he kind of fancies himself an entertainer.
Sure.
Wow. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Because he's like a known pianist. He's like really good at the piano. Because his cousin?
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Is Jerry Lee Lewis. Jimmy Swaggart's cousin.
What?
They were raised in the same house. They crossed the street, but they're kind of raised in the same house together. They learned how to play the piano together. The only difference between Jimmy and Jerry Lee Lewis is, you know, one made Christian music, one made music. And
wow.
But the other big difference is Jimmy is actually better looking, a little bit of a better singer, and a little bit of a better piano player.
He does the whole like foot on the piano too, you know?
Yeah.
Oh. Like,
I saw him do it when I was a kid. I haven't seen him do it now. He's an old man.
He still does it now, like at church?
I mean, he's in his 70s.
He had a big moment. Didn't they have like a big moment where he got caught like cheating or something?
He got caught.
He cried his way out of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Mary would know.
I could never get past the swag in his last name. It almost sounds like a jerk who's got too much swag, like a swagger.
And then I think there's that other time where he turned you into a bookie god. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, he's always doing that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. It was like, oh, you gotta give me money or else, you know, God will call me home. And I was like, I didn't know you broke legs, but I mean, you know, I find that new stuff.
Wait. Have you been watching season 2 of Righteous Gemstones?
Wow.
I'm like, this is just the show. The TV show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I see now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I didn't mean to get you on your knees.
Thanks for joining us, Ryan.
It's been a pleasure.
It's nice to meet you.
Yeah.
We'll let you go if you want, you know, okay. Or if you want to hang out. It's up to you.
I'll dip out and let you talk to Otsko. But right. Big fan of everything you've been doing up there. Best of luck.
Thank you. Oh, wow.
One person is.
Thank you so much.
One person.
Yeah,
you know,
seriously. I was going to say.
An atheist, too.
Yeah, I know, right? Big fan now. I mean, I thought he might have complaints, but nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I usually get complimented by the atheists on, like, the tweets, not so much the overall.
Right. Yeah, I thought there would be some concerns and complaints. Like, I don't know, why did the ocean catch fire? I don't know, but nothing.
That one's on humans. You know, I read on God enough, but, you know, humans did that one.
Yeah. What's up with COVID? I mean, why did 9/11
I get away
happen?
With a lot with the free will defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, no, I agree. It's all our fault.
I watched another clip of yours. And in that, you started talking about Jesus.
Oh,
and
uh-huh.
about how he said he was coming back and it's been like 2,000 years. Is that true?
Right, yeah. I mean, unless I have the math wrong, I feel like it's been about 2,000 years, right? Since
give or take.
Yeah, since he's left. And I was just concerned. I said maybe he's been back, but he's not okay, you know?
Well, yeah, I do actually dip down to Earth from time to time just to check out how things are going, but I go incognito. I wear big glasses, I'm wearing a hat, I kind of put my hair up into a bun. I obviously don't wear the cloak, you know? Nobody can tell it's me. But I'm not going to go down there anytime soon and make a big fuss about it just because, like, everybody wants me to come back. You see all these billboards out there. I'm sure you will when you head through the South. You know, Jesus is coming back soon. Jesus is coming back soon.
You've had some experiences driving through the South, right, Jesus?
I have. Again, incognito. Very terrifying, especially during COVID. But that's a big reason why I'm not coming back anytime soon. I'm not bringing COVID back to heaven.
He's back. He's like, you're right. He's been back, but he's not like, you know, hey, I'm back, everybody. Yeah. And here's my new album.
Right.
It's more.
No, I know. I know you're incognito, but I've seen you. You know, I've seen you. You're,
okay.
Yeah.
He loves Orlando.
Yeah. I thought I saw you at Trader Joe's as the a clerk, as one of the cashiers.
You know, you might know this, but there's somebody called Sunset Jesus. In LA?
Yeah.
A guy, he looks like me, and he's always walking around Sunset Strip. That's not me, though. That's a wannabe.
But shouldn't that make you feel better, Jesus? There's all these dudes that, like, look like you,
what
people think you look like, and they're not getting crucified.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, R.I.P., by the way, I don't mean to bring it down, but Sunset Jesus, it has passed.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
yeah,
no.
He's gone. So
I'm but, so sorry to hear that.
Thankfully, not crucified. It was a different... Different thing. Yeah, different thing. Which one's too soon? The crucifixion or... Because I would argue it's been long enough. I think we can talk about it, right?
Oh, well. Yeah, he died 4 years ago now. Damn.
Oh. Yeah.
I missed that memo. Oh,
but
wow.
You know who else? But JVN, Jonathan Van Ness, is alive and well. Speaking of another person.
Mm-hmm. And the hair is better. The hair is better. Just gotta say it.
Probably a lot funnier, too. Of a person.
Well, you got to be careful doing these Jesus jokes out there down in the South. You know, you said you got cornered after a show by an offended lady.
Right. About my Jesus jokes. And
wow.
Yeah. And I told her I totally get it. It's too soon. And she
she did not.
And
like
again,
that.
She didn't like that. It's like the dog lady. I said, "Are you? Is it the same person? You know, it's the same types of people."
Yeah, it's a Karen. Karen's in the wild.
That's the word. I was going to let you say it, God.
Yeah, in her defense, there's this very important rule that I made up that I'm never allowed to be made fun of. But it's become like hypersensitive.
I never got that. Like,
no, it's okay for you, but you know, the human.
Was that like, did Heaven HR send that out? Or like,
you're the head of HR in Heaven, so
crazy. You guys always get a black woman to deal with all of these things.
You're the only person qualified.
Is there like financial payment in Heaven or no? Is it more like she gets
I mean, we don't need money. We just do it because I personally just bossing people around. So.
Got it. Okay.
Also, I'm broke.
It's fun.
So
he's got the whole world in his hands, but it's got nothing in his pocket.
I'm really bad with money. Dang. George Carlin was right.
That's
the Pope recently said that people that have pets and don't have kids are selfish.
Mm.
He also complained about cancel culture. How do you feel about the Pope, this childless, sexless man, complaining that people aren't having enough sex and kids?
He said, if you have pets but no children, you're selfish?
Yep.
Isn't it the opposite?
Exactly.
I just feel like dogs or cats or a hamster leave less waste than a human baby. And isn't that what's making the ocean catch fire?
Yeah.
Human waste.
He's really been on one lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I learned that. He's also the fact that he's complaining about cancel culture, and it's like, don't they cancel like more people than anyone?
Wow, that's a good point. I didn't even think
like
about
the Crusades.
That. Wow, that's deep.
Yeah.
That's deep. Yeah. Well, what's he afraid of? Like, what is he saying? Like, anything specific about cancel culture, or that he feels like he can't like take his penis out anymore, or which part of it?
He can't even rape the cult. Yeah, exactly. That, you know, this, he said that a few weeks, and then before what came out this week about how Pope Benedict, the guy he replaced, was covering up like a bunch of, you know, the things that priests do with the children.
Right. Yeah.
That we don't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think this was, you know, oh, you're always canceling popes around here. Yeah. He's probably going to be on Joe Rogan soon.
Yeah. Do Skankfest. He's going to be a Skankfest in New York. You know, that's just a natural trajectory. He do a podcast too.
He tried being the whole leftist pope thing, but yeah, the Pope cast. Wow, that's going to be big.
Dang, you're going to have some competition. Don't worry, I'll leave mean comments every week.
Don't guest on that pod either, please.
Oh, on Popecast? Yeah. Yeah, one star. I'm not even going to listen. I'm going to be like,
not one star.
I'll be like, the title itself turned me off. Boo. Yeah.
We kind of get that too sometimes. But Atsuko, how much do you love comedy?
I love it so much. Also, that hurt me to hear. I'm going to leave a review right after this. 5 stars. Yes. I'm going to say something so nice. But as someone else, because like, I don't want people to think like I just did it because of the
right.
Even though I'm saying it out loud.
Right. Wink. Wink, wink.
Yeah, yeah.
We read actually our reviews on the cast. Yeah, so
they're mostly positive though, right? They have to.
They are. They're almost always positive. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, come on.
Do you have something you'd like to promote before we're going to move on to like answering some questions from humans? We might talk about a little TV. We might do a little one-hit wonder battle.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm just on tour, so you can catch me at atskolive.com for tickets.
Hell yeah.
Sounds good.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Let's sneak down to Earth and see that.
Oh, I would love to.
Yeah. Usually what they do is there's this little hanging part over Heaven, and they just catch shows that way, and they just look in and they don't pay, but I'm gonna make them pay for this one.
It's a 2-drink minimum. No making your own wine, Jesus.
Okay.
Okay, let's get through these questions from our patrons.
Sure. Jesus. Time for Ask God. Lord Bacon XXV asks, God, how is Zeus doing? Still not quite ready for therapy?
No, still not ready for therapy. But we did get Zeus health insurance.
Oh, so good.
Maybe we could. Maybe we could get Zeus into some therapy. That would be good.
I mean, that's a big holdup for people. Sometimes they don't want to pay for the therapy. So hopefully.
He should be glad he's getting therapy and not in prison.
Yeah.
Wait, really. Is Zeus broke too? Everyone's just broke up there?
Yeah, nobody talks about Zeus anymore. I mean, come on. Yeah. Like, Zeus is not. Yeah. So, but Zeus has been crashing on my couch. You know, he does the dishes.
Dang.
You know, he earns his keep.
He doesn't get residuals from that water show that happens at the Caesar's Palace in Vegas.
No, no.
Oh, man.
No, no. He gets nothing. Just like me, I don't get a penny from the collection plates.
Oh, yeah. I knew it was corrupt. I knew the whole thing was a hoax. The money, I knew it. I knew it wasn't going to you all at all.
No.
And that bread doesn't taste like me. It's all a lie. Every part of it. This next question is from Boris. Is Meatloaf going to heaven or to hell?
Wow.
Ooh, wow, Boris. Well, Satan isn't here to talk to, but I mean, wow. Wow. I'm going to have to punt on that one. He can hang out in limbo for a little while. Maybe me and Satan can talk it over.
Yeah. And we're going to have to Google Meatloaf is problematic and see if there's any results there. And then we'll get back to you, Boris.
All I know is he was against masks. But is that enough reason me not to listen?
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think that's enough reason for hell, but that's disappointing.
Right. That seems. What do you think, Mary?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Makes
you
sense.
You think so what?
It's enough reason. Is it enough reason to send him down?
Oof. I don't like sending people to the bad place.
Yeah.
I don't.
All right. Let's all punt on this. Sometimes you get a punt.
Yeah. I mean, it's been 2 days.
This is the definition of too soon.
This is literally too soon.
There you go, Boris. Too soon. Damn it.
Okay, Dr. V asks, is there sex in heaven? Is birth control required? Is it annoying if people are still screaming out God's name during heaven sex? Oh, yeah. Do you ever overhear any of us like going, oh,
yeah, that's
God.
The main issue with it is that the walls are kind of thin. You see, in my father's house, there are many mansions, but he didn't mention that they're all little boxes made of ticky-tacky. So there's not a lot of soundproofing, and like I'm in my house and like I can hear everything happening at the neighbors, and it's not fun. I swear to God, it's not fun.
Yeah. So. I don't mind people screaming about my name. I take it as praise. Mm. But, you know, yeah, it's true what you say. There's the buildings here, paper thin walls.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Like, people do have
it's
sex,
like a tenement.
But, you know,
it's like a tenement.
They do tend to lose interest in it over time.
Mm-hmm.
I will say.
Like, how many people live in heaven, if you had to guess? Like,
Jesus.
Billions.
I love that when a man is going to give you a specific answer, he goes.
That's a delay tactic.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
what is it, like 30,000? I don't know.
Okay. That was going to be my guess around.
Occupancy is limited.
No, for sure. Yeah, I see that. 30,000, yeah.
Maybe I should really, you know, maybe that should be my character arc. I should, like, let more people into heaven.
Yeah.
Jesus. So, I mean, by this logic, everybody else is in hell? I mean, shouldn't it be billions of people in heaven at this point? Over time?
Would you hold my hand?
Okay, this is too deep for this, for right now. Okay. Let's move on.
All right,
because, again, I got to punt. It's time to talk about TV. I watched Abbott Elementary. Mary, aren't you like proud of me?
Like, why should I be proud of you, God? You should want to watch Abbott Elementary.
I do.
Anyways.
I do.
Quinta,
you know,
Brunson is a genius.
Yes, she is.
Thank you. And as is Cheryl Lee Ralph.
It's a fantastic show. I love the principal. I love.
Shout out to Janelle James.
Janelle James.
I love it. It's, you know, it's got the same formula basically as The Office or Parks and Rec, and that's okay. Damn it. They're killing it with the content. I've always said it's gonna
like map out its own. I get it. Folks are making those comparisons because of the mockumentary type style that it has and everything. But
and I don't care.
It's gonna go far. It's gonna go.
Everyone should use this style in every show because it just moves things along very, very quickly. You're like, oh, that's what the character is thinking. Because they just looked at the camera and told me. now we don't have to go through tons of exposition. Yeah, I love it. I think that it's great. And honestly, who cares if they did steal the format? Haven't like white people stolen enough from black culture? It's time.
Also, can you really steal a format or can you just...
No, exactly. That's
make
what makes
things.
It a form.
It's just a form.
Isn't that what makes things work? Yeah.
You know, everything exactly. builds upon everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt this way for a long time. That's why when we have a show, it's going to be straight up office style.
No apologies.
The second person who created a sitcom, were they there like, ugh, you're also doing a situational comedy?
Yeah, come on. Another family? Yeah,
Bite much? Christ. Jeez. Exactly.
No. Do you know how many times I've watched an office style show with white people? This is exactly. I'm watching this.
Yeah, okay. You can't do it so many times. Black people finally show up and they're like, we've done that format. It's like, we didn't even get to be basic yet.
Friends, living exactly. single. Wink, wink.
Did he just look at the camera? Does he think that he's Jim? Oh, I'm incensed.
Yeah, like, no, like, it's gotta be, yeah. I always think that's funny because when like marginalized folks are ready to like they're finally ready to hear their TV shows out, they're like, oh, we want a high concept because everything's been done before. And they're like, we haven't been able to be basic yet. High concept. Yeah. You want the next zombie apocalypse one? Can we just be a family first? Like, you know,
that's all. You know,
can we just be teach in an elementary school? Like,
I love it. Yeah, it's a great subject, too. Because, you know, schools in America not doing so great.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Schools don't have books. And do you know what Republicans are trying to do? Burn and ban the books that are there. Makes no sense.
Classic fascist stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what they won't burn? You know what they won't burn? Is our Kindles.
Yes, exactly.
Because they respect technology. Right. So download books, everybody. Get to your local public library. Download some books. Get some PDFs. Mm-hmm. Wink, wink. Didn't tell you to do that. But yeah, man.
Yeah.
Read.
I'm so incensed about this, them stealing this format. I'm going to go listen to Kenny G play some jazz music.
Oh, my God. God, do you think we shouldn't do a podcast? It should be a podcast. Because we're stealing someone else's format. You know?
Yes, we should. Yeah. You know what our path to riches is? We do nothing but true crime documentaries.
Oh.
But from the point of view of God and friends.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And what you would have done differently. I don't know. No.
Exactly.
And who you would send to heaven and hell. Oh, no.
And we don't leave you wondering that maybe we don't know who did it. We tell you.
Right.
What I would have done differently is insane.
Yeah, you
like,
know.
Like, oh, he used a knife? Oh, that's pedestrian. I would have used a flood.
I would have, yes. One time I tried to kill Moses.
Oh, yeah. With water? That's in the Bible. The ocean?
No, I snuck into his hotel room at night and I was going to stab him.
Yeah.
Because he hadn't circumcised his son fast enough for my liking. And then his wife got out of bed and was like, no, God, please, no. Look, we'll sacrifice ourselves right now. And I watched him do it and I was like, okay, good.
Dang.
I'm going to kill you now.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And that's in the Bible. You can look it up.
You're so classic. You were just going to kill him with a knife, you said?
Oh, yeah.
A rusty blade.
You had a good chance when the ocean split in half to just have it go over him. You know what I mean?
But good thing you didn't kill him because
I could have made it look like an accident.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I mean, if I was to do it again, I would definitely use like the pillow thing because I think that's so much funnier.
Oh, okay. Smothering with a pillow.
But yeah, Exodus 4:24 through 4:26.
Yeah, do it with a pillow pet though first, pizzazz. Huh?
A pink
we're
one.
Pillows.
It's a pillow.
We're pillows.
It's
made
a pet.
Sorry. Were pillows made of feathers inside too back then?
It was mostly like hay.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
Same thing as now. Still, you know, yeah. They've gone back to hay now.
It's still quieter. Yeah, it's still quieter. Can you believe it? God, you'd be known as the other pillow guy. My pillow guy.
God. Pillow God. Yeah. The other thing I watched this weekend, I watched anti-vaxxer Aaron Rodgers lose at home in the playoffs. A lot of people were happy about that.
Yeah.
I helped out with that. People were like, God is real. God's back. Damn right. All right. It's time for One Hit Wonder Battle because the humans love this. Not me so much.
You don't?
But the humans do.
Let's do it for the human listeners.
You gotta give the people what they want.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got this week, Jesus?
We got Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that how you pronounce that? The Buggles? Okay. And then 99 Left
I like
Balloons.
It's the Bugles.
Yeah, but it's spelled like Buggles.
Okay.
Say it however you want, Jesus.
Okay.
Jesus.
Buggles. And then 99 Left Balloons by Nina.
Yeah, 99 Nush Left
Balloons. 99. Yeah, okay. I'll go first. I'm going to go with Video Killed the Radio Star in this one.
And
I just, you know. I just like that song better.
I'm going to go with 909 or Schluffballons.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to go that way as well because I find Video Killed the Radio Star just so annoying. Video Killed the Radio Star. Yeah. No,
oh,
thank you.
Oh, wow. You know, wow. Maybe you're changing my mind. No, you're right. It starts out well.
Yes.
But then quickly, it gets a little too repetitive, whereas 99 Love Balloons, they don't say that a million times.
And it's just less annoying.
Oscar, what do you think? Where do you stand on this?
I'm trying to figure out this game. So
just what's the better one hit wonder?
Oh, that's... you guys are choosing the best song that you like.
Yeah,
which one do we like more?
I guess I like Video Killed the Radio Star.
Oh, you know what? Because... I'm gonna stay in that camp then.
I just can't. I don't even really know what 99-something balloons,
right,
like, goes into.
Exactly.
I don't...
I think it's, like, a really sad, dark thing that I won't bring up.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm kind of more like, I'm going to go for the other thing. You know. That's,
I like the literal, like, you know what that's about. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Music
yeah,
videos
yeah,
killed the radio star, and then TikTok videos killed MTV.
Exactly. And it's just about different eras, and I'm, you know, I'm here for a historical moment. So.
All right. Well, there you go. It's settled. A nice tie. If you want to weigh in, humans, you let us know which one you like better because you get so passionate about that stuff. All right. It's time for, let's zip through some of the news.
So we'll start with the lighter topics. Tucker Carlson was widely mocked after criticizing less sexy M&Ms.
Mm-hmm.
So we've all heard about this. Mars Candy Company is trying to make M&Ms more progressive. And that means making the brown
M&M. Somehow that means wearing sneakers.
Yeah, instead of heels. The brown M&M has been the sexy M&M with heels and glasses.
Why is candy supposed to be sexy in the first place?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Where in the M&M, like...
First of all, the green M&M was a bad bitch, okay? because who was doing it like her? Nobody was doing it like her, all right? Left Twix, right Twix didn't matter. She was a bad bitch. Thank you. Now, with that said, I think also, according to Twitter conspiracy theorists, whom I do believe from time to time, this might be a thing to divert attention from the fact that
right.
Yeah, I think, is it who owns it? Mars is the
Mars
company?
Nestle and Hershey to face child slavery lawsuit in US. Mm-hmm. What? This
what?
Is not the lighter side. The lighter side. Yeah.
You know, big candy is always shady. Like, you never know what they're up to. And yeah, okay, I see what's going on now, too. My eyes have been open. I'm learning so much.
That's what this has really been about. Yeah.
This is what the God Pod is here for.
I don't know whether the candy should be more sexy or less sexy.
Just don't change it.
I just can't believe that this is what people like society as a whole focuses on.
Yeah.
I think you could always make something more tasty.
Yeah.
What a concept.
Yeah.
Fair point.
Maybe use less child slaves. That's also good.
Yeah. Time for some U.S. news. This was great. Supreme Court rejects Trump's request to block release of White House records from January 6th committee.
Okay.
A bit of a surprise because he did pick three justices.
Right, right. That's true. That's true. Yeah, that's, you know, thank me for small miracles. And then what did they find out, Jesus?
This was a coup d'etat.
Trump. Coup d'etat, Jesus.
Coup d'etat.
Coup d'etat. What are you saying?
This is
what?
A
Jesus struggles with pronunciation.
Coup tater tot.
I
like that.
The wrong coup emphasis on
it. I know. Yes.
It was a coup tater tot. That's what it is now. Jesus is infallible.
You know what, Trump? You know, Trump, fast food, tater tots. Okay. Trump planned to seize power using military and fake electors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
not shocked.
There's still more to be learned. I mean, they're still looking through these White House records. I don't even think they've scratched the surface at this point. So stay tuned.
And so that's what he wanted. He wanted the military to be like, no, he's president.
Yeah.
And then they also want to interview his daughter, Ivanka.
Yeah.
Right?
And of course, Donald is very upset about this. He said, they'll go after your children. Nobody's safe. But I mean, well, yeah, they'll go after the children who had a role in your administration. Mm-hmm. So,
and I saw it
now
was
you
trending.
Decided.
Yeah.
She's 40.
Yeah.
She's not a child anymore.
It's not like they're going after Barron. If they were going after Barron, okay. But this is like...
Anyway, I hate talking about this guy, but it's nice to see things slowly maybe moving in the direction of justice. That would be nice, right? That would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
We can all hope for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Donald, that's me damned right. They do go after children. Do you know what happened to my kid? He was 33. Once they're past 21, they're fair game, bro.
Don't I know it. Sorry, Ivanka.
Yeah, sorry, girl.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, and I'm not going to rest till no one buys your dresses from Nordstrom Rack anymore. Okay, I'll keep telling people it's trash. That's a semi kind of fashion icon.
True. All right, it's time for Bless, Smite, and Second Coming. And what that is, Atsuko, is we bless. We talk about the things we liked, right? We bless something. We talk about things we hated. We smite something. And Second Coming is things we want more of. Mm. And this is just kind of a therapeutic exercise to talk about what we just talked about.
Right, right. So, yeah.
Jesus, do you want to go first?
Yeah, well, I want to bless Atsuko, of course, for this amazing conversation.
Yes.
We had such a good time. It was so freewheeling and relaxed. It was so much fun. Oh, and your husband,
thank
Ryan,
you.
His name was?
Yes, Ryan, yes.
Ryan,
thank you. That's so sweet.
Yeah, and we didn't mention this, but he was wearing a hat that said UTI suck, I think. And I agree with that.
That's right.
Those things do suck. Ugh.
Thank you. Yeah, that was free. That was a free hat.
Oh, from who?
from people who make UTI pills, like anti-UTI pills.
From big anti-UTI.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because they gave it to me, and then because I had 6 UTIs this year, and I talked about it in my stand-up.
Oh,
yeah. Anyway.
Wow.
That's an ally right there. He said, if it's bothering you, babe, it's bothering me. And now my hair... and head are going to be warm with the thought of me being an ally for you. Yeah. Shout out to Ryan, man.
Yeah.
Yes, shout out to Ryan.
And I want to smite all this garbage happening with the M&Ms and making them less sexy. Keep them sexy.
Sexier than ever.
Yeah. We don't need to cancel the M&Ms just because they're attractive. And then Second Coming. Oh, I had one. Oh, the Supreme Court laying down rulings that don't go in favor of Trump. I never tire of this.
Okay. I'll go. I would like to bless Atsuko for joining us. What an honor for us.
Thank you.
I mean, we haven't had a guest in a long time, and here we go. just this amazingly talented comedian on the rise. This is wonderful.
No, you guys, my head's gonna explode.
That's our goal.
You want to kill me? You don't know.
God is a head exploder. Yep, that's how he would do it. He's telling you. He's telling you.
Blow your freaking mind. Yeah. I would like to smite these fascist burning books as always. And second coming, let's go coming back to the God Pod at some point.
Let's do it.
Amazing.
Do I sound too desperate?
No. Because you said based on this conversation, right? So that's a lot to pull from. I might bless me too. I might bless me too when I come to it and to just copy what y'all said.
Exactly. That's a good idea. Exactly. Let me see. I bless Atsuko. It was wonderful having you here. Smite. I don't know. There's so many smiteable things.
Right.
Oh, this one's always hard for me. I don't know. The Pope for saying what he said about people with kids or not having kids. Yeah. Second coming, absolutely having Atsuko back. And also playing this game of finding out how God would kill people, because this is funny.
We'll write that down.
It was funny to me.
What was it titled? How I would have done it?
Yes. How God would have done it.
A true crime podcast with God.
I love that. That's what I'm going to bless. I'm going to bless that new idea, which is extra work for you guys. So, you know, running a pod is already a lot. And blessing you all. You know, I don't want to sound like I'm taking your ideas, but I said I was going to do that. So I do bless you all. I do bless you all. Okay. Keeping this pod going.
Well, thank you.
Entertaining the people. This is great. Like, to find levity and shitty situations, that's what y'all did.
And we did it with you.
Yeah, and thank you.
That's what you do.
You know, but to take on, you know, a subject, a people, right? To talk, because people be mad. People are going to be mad. And like you said, you've had, you know, ratings where people thought this was going to be a different kind of podcast. And so I smite those people.
Yes.
You know, because it's like, learn comedy. Okay. Learn to read between the lines, okay? You think a serious podcast about God was just going to be called God Pod? I don't know, maybe. maybe, probably. Yeah, you're right, yeah. And then I'm going to bring this, a second coming to y'all continuing in this, thriving in this, making trillions of dollars so that God can pay Mary for HR services. And
thank you, Atsuko.
And for so you can build more bedrooms, so more people can go to heaven, because 30,000 is
exactly
very little.
Not
people.
Enough. He has us in tenement housing.
I'm doing my best, okay?
Yeah. So those are my three.
Hebron is a nice place to live.
Thank you, Atsuko.
Yes, thank you so much. It's just been a delight hanging out with all of you today. Typically, this is the part of the show where I would give you your new commandment of the week. But as determined by the last podcast, I've decided not to do that anymore. Right, Jesus?
New year, new you.
I'm trying to do the opposite. Every time I make a commandment, humans go and do like the exact opposite that week.
Yeah.
I'm like, thou shalt end the filibuster. They're like, no, we're going to keep it going forever. So at this point, I'm going to do the opposite. I don't care anymore. Whatever happens, happens. No new commandments. No one listens. Fuck off, humans. You'll get what you deserve. The Lord has spoken.